Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The debrief, May 2. I almost said electric second there.
Electric Boogaloo.
May 2, 2025. Malzy, I thought we could do a fun one today, so I found a list of NFL birthdays for May the 2nd. Now, there is only one guy on this entire list in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is also the only guy on this list that has been an all-pro player, all-pro first-team player.
Okay.
He did it three times. He is also a proud Pitt man. That is the lone player.
So
to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
To be an all-pro player.
Three-time all-pro.
Yes.
So this is a little birthday guessing game for me.
Okay. Yes.
All right, hold on. Four Pro Bowls, three-time all-pro.
No longer an active player. As I said, he's in the Hall of Fame. And I'll say this, he played.
Didn't play for the Steelers.
He did not.
Okay. But he's a Pittsburgher.
Yes. Played at Pitt. Is a multi-time Super Bowl champion. You want me to give you the decade he mostly played in?
No. Because I feel like if you gave me the decade, it might give it away. May 2nd birthday. I feel like if I had happened to have been looking more closely at Pitt's Twitter feed today, maybe, right? You said played at Pitt, right?
Yes.
I feel like I would have maybe seen it. They'd have said, like, happy birthday, duh.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they didn't. I didn't see them send anything out, but I would be surprised if they didn't.
Give me the decade.
Played in the 80s.
Mm.
Played from early 80s, and his final year was
beginning
of the 90s.
Until you said early 80s. My first thought was actually Ditka randomly somehow, because he did play at Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
80s to early 90s, and he's a Hall of Famer. No, he was early 90s. I was going to say Reuben Brown.
No.
This is a good one. This is pissing me off, too. No, he didn't play at Pitt. And what? Frelich? No.
You're in the ballpark because you have the correct position group. I'll give you that clue.
Grimm?
Russ Grimm.
Big Russ Grimm.
Russ Grimm.
You don't say. Man, what a...
Born in 1959.
What a sliding doors moment. Like, what happens if it goes the other way? If Tomlin does not come in there and knock their socks off, because I think it's pretty much accepted as fact now. Grimm thought he was getting the job. Tomlin just came in and absolutely blew them away during the interview. Just crushed the interview. I would love to know how... I would love to have just seen the interview, right? Like, be an invisible fly on the wall. Because he had to have just annihilated all of their expectations. He's an incredibly impressive speaker. I bet he was even more so back then because he can't fall back on tropes and cliches. And he's not as comfortable as he back then as he is now in the job. He was trying to get the job. Wonder what happens if Grimm gets that gig, man. The thing that always, I guess, perplexed me would be the right word, because, and also maybe like for people who don't like Mike, oh, they should have given the job to Russ Grimm. Do you not find it a little bit strange that he did not get a bite as a head coach anywhere else? Like, he never got a shot to do anything else like that. That's what always makes me kind of, I arch an eyebrow. Don't you? How could you not? You would think if he was like seen as this incredibly dynamic coaching candidate, somebody else would have, because he's a pretty young guy. I mean, that's how many years ago? 17
so
years ago.
So he's 66
he'd been
right
49.
Now.
I mean, that's still plenty young in coaching terms. I know now you've got a bunch of boy genius type coaches who are like, you know, 35. If you don't have a head coaching job, you're never going to get one. But that would have been plenty young back then. I always did think it was kind of noteworthy that he never coached for anybody. As a head, he never got like what I remember. I tried to follow it, but I never remember him getting serious consideration. Do you? For
other
gigs?
Than here, no, because he followed Wisenhunt to
right.
Arizona,
and then nothing. Like there was just, it just didn't do anything. I don't know. Like I would think if you're, he's also a Whippeo kid, Southmoreland.
Yep.
I just would think if you're like a pretty hot commodity that you would have gotten looks elsewhere. Maybe I didn't follow it closely enough to see, but I guess you never really heard from him after that, did you? Is that fair to say? Like, you never really heard about Russ Grimm. Hey, he's on the short list here, there, or elsewhere. Man, the Hogs, too. Got people grown men putting dress, like floral print dresses on and putting pig noses on. I think that's a pretty underrated, ridiculous group of fans. You've got the guys who wear the ugly faces at Penn State games, like I would call them the hillbilly Penn State fans, or like the Hills Have Eyes Penn State fans, because that's what the masks kind of remind me of. I'm not even sure what they were supposed to be. Those Hogs fans were devoted bunch. Hey, honey, what are you doing today? Well, you know it's a Sunday, hun, so I'm going to get the boys together. We're going to get a bunch of beers, put on dresses, put on pig noses, and go cheer on Grimm and the boys.
One of the all-time great groups of offensive linemen.
I was going to say, well, you're an offensive lineman, so that's actually where I wanted to go next. When you think of great position groups, like guys who were known for being collectively awesome like that, where do they rank? Is there like a better, more iconic, I guess, group of offensive linemen in the pros than that bunch? Like,
I don't think so. I don't think there's any group that you could, like, that feels to me the only group of offensive linemen that was able to have its own nickname and reach such popularity in a position that we know is not popular.
So I'm trying to think of when it would have been like their heyday, you know, basically through the 80s. Jeff Bostic was the center. I'm looking at all pros from that team. So you'd have had Grimm. What else? Schlereth was on those, part of the
Joe
Hogs.
Joe Jacoby
is the one I couldn't think of top
Mark
of my head.
Mark May.
Okay.
So you had two pick guys.
The only other offensive lines that used to get talked about as like such a cohesive collective, and they didn't have a funny nickname, were just all those Shanahan Denver lines where the guys were like 275, 280, running and cut blocking the crap out of everyone. But yeah, now that I think about it, I can't think of like an iconic offensive line. I feel like those names get bestowed on college teams. Remember the Nebraska, the teams I always liked had the black shirt defense? With like Grant Wistrom, they had those dudes. They called them the black shirts. I think that was their practice jerseys maybe or something. But I think you're right. That's probably the most iconic offensive line, and he was a huge part of it.
He's also the only Hall of Famer from that group.
Man, hold on. So that's the other thing that surprises me. I guess Jacoby probably gets one more All-Pro. He had back-to-back first teams, but then he was just Pro Bowl, and then it would then it fell off a little bit. You would think that there'd be at least more, like two of those guys for such an iconic bunch. Also,
a lot of them played for close to or over a decade.
Here's another one. Man, I guess Schlereth just was never viewed in the same class as those guys. Old stink. He only had two Pro Bowls, no All-Pros for him, man. And I always thought of Schlereth as like one of the most identifiable parts of that Broncos line, man.
Yeah, like I remember him more. I mean, I know I was young, very
young.
He
was the guy I
remembered
from. Yeah, he was the guy I remembered from those iconic like Elway teams. That was the name on their offensive line that I always thought about. In fact, if you asked me to name the rest of that team the offensive linemen, I'm not sure I can really get there. I'm not sure I can like come up with the names for you. Schlereth was the one that always stuck out to me. Now, Pony, this is a more fun thing to do when Pony's here because he's rattling off all of them, but he was the only guy I ever thought of. All right, good debrief. I like a little addition of the birthday game. Oh, for one on my first swing, but I connected on the second one. Reteed, had a mulligan and reteed. I'm glad I didn't actually say Ditka, though, because that would have been bad.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.